Again, one last time. Kishadam yodea shekol nirotav him the tovato. When a person knows that everything that happens is for his good, zot tavchina hi mein olam haba. That's mein olam haba. Kimo shekatuv, as it's written, Tehillim nun vav. Bashem ahalel davar. With Hashem, I will praise every matter. And that level is a taste of the next world. Kimo shamru chachomenu, as our holy rabbis teach us. Zichronam levracha angmarim psachim daf numen amad aleph. Bayom ahu hiye Hashem echad ushmo echad. On that day, Hashem will be known as one. Hikshu chiyayina lav uechad. Wait, only then will Hashem be known as one? What about now? V'tertu chachameinu, and our rabbis explain. Ayidna mevarachim ala tova v'atova meitiv. Nowadays we bless on the good, the one who is good and does good. V'alarad dayan emes. And on the bad, on the true judge. V'latid, but in the future. Kula tova meitiv. Everything, we're just going to say, everything's for the good. There's not going to be any bad that we have to say. Even though it doesn't feel good, I still recognize that it's good. Eventually, Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. Both his reality and our perception of him will be one. Now there's a disparity between what we know and what we feel. When Mashiach comes, it's all going to be good and all going to be one. Okay? Which is din, rachamim and din, achdus echad. It's going to be one reality. Okay? We're good so far? So maybe the avoida of now is dafka in this world of lack of clarity, right? When we don't see and feel that everything's for the good, to still go through the motions and know that and say it's all good. Yeah, it's mamish hates her because I really want to play with him.
He's a serious
player,
you see?
And mamish want to play with him. Yeah. But we're learning, so I won't. If I were in your seat, I'd be gone, I'll be on. Vizot abchina. And this is a level, EF Charlasi, we can't get to it. Ella, kishamala bechinas malchus dikdusha me'agolus. What we have to do is raise up the kingship of holiness from the exile. Mibein ha'akum, from the non-Jews. Ki achshav, because nowadays, ha'malchus v'memshal ha'akum. The Gentiles, they have the kingship and the reign. Uvishviozenikrim avodus alilim shalem b'shem elokim. And that's why they call their idols a god. Because they take from Malchus, which is the level of Elohim. Kama shekatuv, Elohim Malkeim Yakedim. Elohim is associated with the word Melech. Ukshemalim Nechinas Malchus Mein Akum. When we bring up Malchus from the Akum, the non-Jews, Azan Nikaim Ki Melech Kol Kol Art Elohim. Then you make Hashem the king. Don't ask me to explain. I'm not a Kabbalist, but I can read it. But how do we return the kingship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? El al yedei, how do we do it? Vidui, confession. We just went through Yom Kippur. We need to admit our sins. But how? I guess malchus is related to your mouth and taking ownership over your life. So when you admit your sins, like we just did in Yom Kippur, and not just that, lifnei talmid chacham, for a wise man. When you go to a wise man, you're honest with him and say, listen, Rabbi, I'm not doing so well, I'm doing this and that. That actually raises up the melucha of a Kaddish Baruch.
You have to strip yourself of everything.
Exactly. It's all about humility.
Bare necessity.
It's Rabbi Nachman saying, you got it.
You're at the end of the line. You've got to just open up.
It's true. And there's a humility which comes when you go to somebody else. Especially Talmud, you're embarrassed to admit to him your sins.
Big time.
And you go to him and you admit the sins, then that apparently raises up the kingship of Hashem. And you raise up the kingship to its roots. That's what it says. Take for yourself with words. When you admit your sins, you take the malchus of Hashem. And that's kingship. Like it says, one ruler of the generation, daber loshen mani gumayishin. Adab daber is a leader and someone who reigns. Okay, so daber leader means to speak. So through your mouth, you rule, and you rule over your life through your mouth. And all of reality. So daber is a language of rule. So when you do confession with your mouth, you make Hashem the king of the world. Vishuvu al Hashem, and return to Hashem. Shiitaknu v'yalu et advarim el b'chinas malchus. You fix the matters to the level of malchus. B'chinas elokim el Hashem. On the level of bringing elokim to Hashem. With Hashem I will make him reign, and with Elohim I will make him reign. To know that all of your actions is really for the good. And you bless on everything that happens to you, it's good and it will be good. Even if it doesn't seem so good, you still make this bracha that it's atov emetiv. It's everything's really good. Ukshieda kozot nika yediyah shleima. When you know this, this is full knowledge. Ki ikra das u achta shel chesed ugvura. Because das is the harmony of chesed and gvura, kindness and harmony and self control. Zenikra das. That's true knowledge. Is chesed and gvura together is das, is knowledge. So the man and the man is chesed, the woman's gvura. When you bring them together, va'ish yada'at ishto. And the man knew his woman. Hayne shelo yachlok min chesed adin. Don't distinguish between chesed and din. And you bless on all them, the good and the one who's better. That's what it means. Hashem is one and His name is one. As our rabbis teach us, in the future there's going to be total harmony. That we're going to see the good in everything. There's going to be Shem and Rachamim and Din are mamish going to be together. The Din is going to be part of the Rachamim. Truthfully, all Din is always supposed to be part of Rachamim. Sometimes, as a parent, you have to be Din with your child. But it's coming from a place of Rachamim, Chesed, of love. And sometimes there's Chesed, but it has to be done with Gvura.
Of course, you have to do it.
So the ideal is always to have a balance. So when Mashiach comes, at the end of the days, it's going to be this perfect balance.
Okay, I'm ready.
David Sham. One is love. I know Hashem Shurachim, Hashem, which is mercy. And His name, which is Elokim, Bechinas Din. Because of the love that Hashem loves you. The one that God loves, He rebukes. Only to you alone I've loved, and that's why I redeem you your sin. Because of God's love, that's why He redeems His sins. Okay? Let's take a quick break and process a bit. And let me ask you guys, so far in Rabbi Nachman's beautiful teaching, what thoughts have come through your head? Do a little sharing. how do we make this Torah teaching our own and apply it into our own personal lives? Yeah.
Really humble yourself now so much. I'm always thinking that.